Our special guests this morning are John Magnuson and Scott Janosch, here to tell us about Nakau Eilua, the Two Seasons, which will have its local premiere with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra this weekend at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Gene.
Good morning, Gene.
Now, this work was commissioned in tandem with the Hawaiian Legacy Oboe Project in itself, a most unusual undertaking. So, Scott, maybe you should tell us about that first.
Sure, I'd be glad to, Gene. These sets of concerts this weekend will be sort of the culmination of 3 years of a project, which included the crafting of an oboe made out of an indigenous wood, kawila, which was completed last summer. And it also will include the commissioning of a piece of music to feature the instrument. The chamber version was premiered last spring to wonderful acclaim, I might add. And so John worked last summer at orchestrating this commission for full symphonic orchestra, and it will be featured on this weekend's Masterworks Concerts with the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra.
Well, tell us about the oboe. This is a one-of-a-kind instrument.
It is a one-of-a-kind instrument. It turned out beautifully. Of course, when I delivered the wood to Harris of London, there was some question as to whether or not it would yield. There was enough raw material to yield a beautiful instrument, but as luck would have it, it turned out just wonderfully. And the sound is very warm, and it was really great to see this 300-year-old resource turned into, sort of reborn into a new musical instrument, which will give it new life.
So it has its own distinct tonal qualities.
It does. It does. It's some have characterized it as a bit more warm sounding. It's a very full, rich sound, and I'm sure everyone will enjoy hearing it.
And this is due to the choice of wood.
Well, it is. There was some question, as I said, as to whether this type of wood, kawila, would make a beautiful wind instrument or not. In the ancient culture, this wood, owing to its dense quality, was used for all manner of tools and implements and weapons of war and all manner of objects that were very important to the ancient culture. But as to whether or not it would turn into a beautiful instrument was sort of a risk, but it was a risk worth taking, and it turned out to be worth the effort.
So this is, in effect, the first Hawaiian oboe.
The first Hawaiian oboe so far.
And you, John, you wrote the music for this instrument. Now, first, tell us how you came upon a theme for your composition, Nakau Eilua, Two Seasons. Why two seasons, not four?
Well, we in Hawaii have a wet season and a dry season, but I have to go back to the about a year and a half that I spent thinking about this and researching this piece. When Scott and I first talked about it, we were dealing with an unknown. Would the oboe actually be made out of this kawaii wood? This is a place, it grew up in Kōkeʻe, which is a place as a child I would go to with my family, and it's quite meaningful to me. And I wanted to honor the wood through the composition, and so one aspect of the wood is its age. And 300 years ago, there was a series of concerti written by Antonio Vivaldi, and my grandfather is actually from the area of Veneto, and I felt that there were these stars aligning between that part of the seasons and the idea that kawila wood was used throughout the seasons here in Hawaii, but we only have two seasons. So there you go, Nakau Eilua, the two seasons.
And there's a very specific program to the music.
There is. There are actually 12 vignettes, and unlike Taillefer, which you just heard earlier, who was able to fit everything he had to say in a quart d'heure, Germaine, that's right. This concerto that I wrote for Scott is actually, 12 vignettes come out to just a little bit over 40 minutes. So it's the second half of the program on November 9 and November 10 at the Blaisdell this weekend. Each one of these vignettes has a Kawila connection, whether it be a story or a particular use. For instance, so at my work at UH West Oahu last fall, I heard down the corridor a tap, tap, tapping, and it was a wonderful sound. It was wood on wood. And as I got closer, I realized these are kapa makers. And kawila wood was one of the most favored woods used for the iekuku, which is the beater. And the kua is often another kind of hardwood. But that iekuku, the beater, is oftentimes made out of kawila wood. So one of the movements actually will have our cultural practitioners who will come out on stage, and they start the piece and they end the piece.
Is there anything else in the music listeners will recognize as specifically Hawaiian?
Yes. So if you're familiar with hula implements such as pu'ili, which is split bamboo, or kala'au, which is two sticks basically hit against each other, those two implements will be used also in the program. And actually for this series of concerts, the 9th and 10th, we'll have cultural practitioners out front at the Blaisdell helping us make the connection to those implements.
Mm. Do you utilize Hawaiian chant?
Not explicitly. You won't hear Hawaiian chant in the piece, but there is one vignette that is inspired by a favorite mele that's used in hula kala'au.
You know, I don't have any musical extracts to play from this unusually fascinating work, so folks will just have to come to hear it at the Blaisdell this weekend.
And
there are
going to
be
so.
Two performances. A Saturday evening, 7:30, and then a matinee performance at 4 on Sunday. And how do we get tickets?
Well, we encourage all of your listeners to buy tickets now. You can call the friendly folks at the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra box office, Christina or Alyssa, at 94MUSIC. That's 946-8742. That's 946-8742. And we look forward to seeing you this weekend. It should be an exciting performance.
John Magnuson and Scott Janusz of the Hawaii Symphony Orchestra. Nakau Ilua, The Two Seasons, a work specially commissioned for this orchestra, and the Hawaiian Legacy Oboe Project. It will be given its premiere performance this weekend, two performances at the Blaisdell Concert Hall. Scott, John, it's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Gene.
Thank you, Gene.